17 years I've been doing this. 17 long years. Having 4 kids, spending every day at home, picking up leg out, organizing lunch, cleaning rooms, cooking, being the cool mom, the devoted mom, perfect wife. Making sure his clothes laid out in the morning, having his breakfast on the table before 7, dinner hot on the table when he got home, minding my business, making sure not to ask any questions, letting him be the man. I did all these things for Mark and our family, my family, just to get a text 3 weeks later saying, oh, Carolina, I think I'm dead to boy. Just like that. I knew he was seeing that little hoe at his job, a man who was barely old enough to buy a drink or smoke a cigarette. But I didn't think he would throw our family away. I thought if I just kept doing what a good mother and wife should do, that everything would be okay. But it wasn't too long ago that I saw him going with that bitch at the culture to bar goods on 52nd and Town Street. I was on my way to pick up three number of kids, went in the store and saw them with the eerie romantic glass windows. Shock, panic, anger all ran through my mind. But at the same time, I couldn't just live my life. Being the so much strong woman I thought I once was, I just turned a blind eye, thinking that he would eventually get his full of her and come back home. No, I guess not. What did I expect, though? I mean, all men want the cutest, hottest, blondest piece on the market to take home and show off to their friends. I remember when I was that girl. You know, my father did it. Mark did it. I guess I should have known. What middle-aged study executive wants a good wife and mother by their side? No. They want the new, wrinkled, the dumb who can't pee for themselves without asking for assistance. Me? I'm not going down like that. He can have a little swing, but I'll get my laugh too. You see, I've done too much in these 17 years to get such out of a life, flogging in tissues in some no-name town trying to figure out what I was or who I was before I achieved my so-called American dream. I need something to give me joy, give me happiness. Mark wants a new life, but I want to take it away. I want to make him suffer, make him cry, make him wither away from being the coward he is. Maybe I'll write a book, How to Kill Your Husband, if it's realistic fiction. Killing might be extreme, but who cares? You know, a deep part of me wants to take his life, but at the same time, his life belongs to my children as well. My children! Despite our lives, Mark has always been a good father to them. They love him. He loves them. At one point, he used to be good to me. He used to love me. I remember the days when we used to take random trips to Santa Monica just to have fun and get away. Those days we used to go to my favorite Italian restaurant, Anna Maria. We would share the shrimp Alfredo, slurping the same noodles to our lips, right as if we were in Lady and the Tramp. A piece holds the gun down as I don't know if I can rip the essential part of me and more importantly my children away from the world forever. But I can't whistle myself knowing this man gets away with murdering my life. I don't want to think of it as me or my children because what mother would be that selfish? But I do everything for everybody, and this time something needs to be done for me. He'll be home in 5 minutes. I'll be standing there in 5 minutes. He'll be gone in 5 minutes.